In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
In the past two Sundays, the Gospels have focused on the theme of faith. And while the Apostle Thomas had doubts, he also had faith in that he wanted to believe in the Lord's resurrection, and so the Lord provided him with the help that he needed so his faith would be strengthened. The myrrh-bearing women, out of their love for the Lord, went to the tomb despite the dangers to honor Christ's holy body, and yet their faith was not complete in that they did not yet understand that he had risen. However, by being faithful in carrying out this duty, they were the first to become witnesses to the risen Lord. Today, the gospel is about a man who had sinned, and because of this sin, God permitted him to suffer the illness of paralysis. And yet, this man never stopped believing in God and never stopped hoping that he would be able to get down to the waters of the sheep's pool when the angel came so that he could be healed. The virtue of patience that this man demonstrated was something on an extraordinary level. He waited patiently for 38 years. That's probably most of his life. But he never gave up hope. And this is the kind of patience that righteous Job had in the face of such extraordinary trials and tribulations. The world we live in today is a world of instant gratification. If we go to a fast food restaurant, we expect that our meal will be ready in only a minute or two. And while this is not a commercial, the name Jiffy Lube suggests that the oil will be changed in our car in a jiffy, very fast. We can get on a jet and be halfway around the world in less than a day. And so it should come as no surprise that many people today have become impatient. Yet, as we can see in today's gospel, patience is the most necessary and beneficial virtue to acquire in order for us to receive Christ's healing power, which heals not only our bodies, but our souls, hearts, and minds. And while not all of us may have experienced physical paralysis as this man did, most of us have experienced some form of spiritual paralysis. A writer who suffers from writer's block demonstrates a type of mental paralysis. When we become discouraged at times and we don't feel like even trying anymore, and we say that we don't have the heart to go on, this can be a type of emotional paralysis. And then there are times when our lives feel empty and meaningless, and we're not sure that God is involved in our spiritual lives and don't seem to be making any spiritual progress, which is a sort of paralysis of the soul. But Christ can heal all these things if we will only be patient and not give up hope and trust. Even though we may be imperfect and don't fully understand everything, we must still continue to make whatever effort we can. Blessed Theophylact says that the sheep's pool represents the grace-filled waters of baptism, and that the five porches symbolize the four cardinal virtues of courage, prudence, righteousness, and self-control, with the addition of divine contemplation of dogma, which are revealed in baptism. And he goes on to say that human nature was paralyzed in all its spiritual powers and lay sick for 38 years, that our nature was not sound in the faith of the Holy Trinity, nor did it believe firmly in the coming of the eighth age, the general resurrection when Christ will come, and that our human nature could not be healed, for it had no man to put it into the pool. But the Son of God, who alone could heal our human nature by baptism, was not yet made man. But when he became man, he healed our nature and commanded us to take up our bed, meaning that we must lift up from the earth our body, weighed down by flesh and earthly cares, and make it light and free. We must rouse it from slothfulness so that it can walk, that is to say, be active in doing good. So here we see some of the spiritual meaning of this gospel and how our Lord can heal all of our human nature by raising up our souls, minds, hearts, and bodies in communion with him. Brothers and sisters, here we can see how much Christ our God loves us and cares for us and wishes us to be healed and to be saved. Only let us exercise whatever faith we have, no matter how imperfect or weak we may be. Our Lord did not expect any more of this paralyzed man, only that he endure his illness until the time was right for him to receive Christ's healing power. So let us pray that God will help us to acquire the virtue of patience so that we too can wait upon the Lord, and he will come to us and raise us up by his holy resurrection. Christ is risen.
He is risen.